current.
I'm looking at our top GCN live streams, and we're killing everybody right now, so I praise God for that.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral
organization. It's because of you that we are number one uno.
We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Wow. Again, friends, got lots going on in our world today. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. You can keep it rolling for a while there, guys. Keep it going.
We got to jam out a little bit.
Okay, now here we go. You ready? Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean, and to the right of me would be my pretty little princess. You know her as Stephanie Joy. I'm going to have her sing for you guys in just a couple minutes. But before I get there, I want to tell you, friends, I don't know how I ended up there yesterday, but I'm there right now again. I went to Genesis Communication Networks, and it has the top GCN live stream. So I thought, you know, I want to check that out. And I did. This was yesterday. And we were ranking second under a guy named Alex Jones. You guys ever heard of that guy before?
Maybe.
You know that guy, he's always like this, and he's, you know, he's always charged up. That guy,
I'm totally playing. In saying that, today, for some reason, we're just smoking all competition. I mean, we got Alex Jones right under us, the Jason Lewis Show right under us, then the Power Hour, and then the Phil Gang. But we're ranking top, guys, and we're not just ranking as the top GCN live stream right now. We are killing the competition
killing
right now.
Killing sounds a little dramatic.
Well,
smoking.
Okay, smoking.
That sounds
I don't say that in an arrogant way. I'm honored. I'm honest to God.
Amen.
In all sincerity, Lord, I am totally honored that we are where we're at right now. Folks, if you have not gone to GCN Communications Network, go there right now, and it talks about the top GCN live streams. And again, you guys got us as number one right now, majorly.
Genesis.
I mean, we're way ahead of. There's not even like a little gap going on there, friends. It's pretty significant. So, anyways, I appreciate that. Honestly, I appreciate that. And I told, you know, I just told the guys right before the show, really what it comes down to is I believe that people just want to hear the truth.
Amen.
And they want to bring about resolve. And the only thing that's going to bring about that resolve is the truth spoken in love.
That's right.
And love spoken in truth.
And people respond
to
it.
Yes, they will. Yeah. Well, anyways. Now, someone might be saying, well, Bradley, you're really arrogant. No, I'm very humbled. I want to let you know that.
You're excited about it. It was a
Like, excited, honey. Like, you know, I just had a Coca-Cola.
Like, it's your birthday?
By the way, I did. Like, it's my birthday or something. Yeah. It's not like that. I feel honored by the people. I feel honored that many people would be listening to us right now. And, you know, if we can get this many people that are gauging in on a live stream right now to give us a call, that would be great. I'll give you that number right now. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. By the way, friends, I want to tell you this. Welcome to the show. And if you want to check us out online, you can do that. We got a brand new website. We just made the transition not too long ago. It was about a week and a half ago. That is sonsoflibertyradio.com. Tell us what you think. Again, it's sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can also go to the Facebook. You can see that new transition that's been made, as well the new artwork, which is done by Eric Hollander, second to none. Our videos are done by James Gillette, second to none. These are the guys that did Jaws Reunion video and, well, in that particular case, both of them did the video and audio.
Yeah.
And, again, second to none. What do I say with Steven Spielberg?
You got to check it out and look at it, because when I first saw the picture on the front cover of that website, I literally was like, wow. I was blown away at how good that looked.
Yeah.
It looks like a movie cover. So please.
The guy knows how to make things look like a diamond.
Oh,
he really did.
It really is outstanding.
And if he can take what we do and shine it like a diamond, I appreciate
Amen.
That. And that's the guy that we're going to go along with. If you'd like to check out Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, that's the updates, the columns, videos, what we're doing, what we look like, so on and so forth. As a matter of fact, you can even go on live video stream right now with with me and the pretty little princess. The camera just happens to be on me right now.
Only the important ones.
Well, no, I'm not saying it like that, honey.
I am.
If you want to sing in this mic, you can sing in this mic, because we do have to get to that. But anyways, friends, if you'd like to check us out, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. You can also follow me on my personal pages, Bradley Dean fan page, Bradley Dean personal page, double E, double E. Friends, load them up. I still have a little room on my personal page. If you're a doer of the word and not a hearer, only deceiving yourselves, I will take you on, because really what it comes down to right now, friends, is, coming together as to what's going on in our country today, because we can do this, but we have to do this together. We can't do this independently one of another. We can with God, but what happens when we come together with God? What comes to my aid right now is what Scripture says in Leviticus 26, where he said, one will chase a thousand,
yep.
Five will chase...
I know that's 2 and 10,000.
No, it's actually 3 and 10,000.
3 and 10,000, yes. Sorry, yes.
Okay, but when you look in the book of Joshua, you can remember when the children of Israel prayed that 1,000 angels were sent
that's
on
right.
the behalf of each child of Israel concerning their enemies. And so I don't want to say enemies, because that wouldn't be proper, but I would say enemies. But when you look in the book of Leviticus 26, you can see that God sends in power. Jesus said, where two or three be gathered in my name, there I am in the midst of them. Friends, there is power in prayer, because God hears and he answers. As a matter of fact, he commands us to pray always and everywhere and in everything. And guess what? If he hears us in everything and in all things, he's going to answer us in everything and answer us in all things. Because he promised that, and God is not a man that he should lie. So, anyways, let's go back over here. If you'd like to follow me on my Twitter account, it's BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1 on my Twitter account. And again, friends, phone lines are accessible, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Folks, we are turning talk radio into do radio, and I also want to tell you, those that are watching me right now on live stream, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that?
Well, the reason why that is because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. And, of course, as we've been saying all week, Christmas is just about here. If you think about it, Christmas Eve is Tuesday of next week. And what we've been highlighting here at the Sons of Liberty, rather than our usual product of the week, is our product packages, which are Christmas packages. You're pointing at me. Were you going to say something?
Can you speak into the mic a little bit more?
Oh, sure.
Yeah,
right there.
Go. That's the girl.
Thank
All
you.
Right.
This is radio, right?
This is radio.
Okay.
Live radio.
Oh,
they can't see you, Stephanie, so you have to say
I know.
It.
They're all just intensely thinking, what does she look
you know,
like
every
over
time
there
I have a
on the right?
Every time I have a conversation with her, she has to, you know, use her hands with what she says. And what I'll do is I'll close my eyes and I'll say, I can hear you.
I like gestures.
You know, that's fine. That's totally fine, but I just want to let you know that I can always hear you. And I can close my eyes and I can do the same thing.
You can
it's like walking and chewing gum at the same time. Believe it or not, Stephanie Joy, I can do that.
I know you can. You can actually do four different things.
So now we have to do it the other way around. Now they can't see you, so now therefore you're learning the lesson that I've been trying to share.
I'm like, where's Waldo? You know, they can't really see me. They have to think, where is she at?
I mean, let's not compare you to Waldo. That's not a good
It's the point of the
contrast.
Game. We have to spot him somewhere.
Okay.
So,
right.
You know, keep him in suspense.
Okay.
But needless to say, we are highlighting our Virtue Package, which contains the One Heart Testimony Book, which is my life story, a Virtue Message CD, which is what we do in the schools, and 10 Virtue Stickers, all for a $10 donation. So if you'd like to get that in time for Christmas, call 1-866-233-0747. Again, 1-866-233-0747 or shop at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Now, when I come back, I want to play this song called Silent Night, friends. Silent Night, and I want to show you how they've omitted it concerning school choir. Third and fourth grade. You're not going to like this.
Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties. And we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. I'm going to pull up our producer really quick. He's got to give a shout-out for some people that are calling in and asking, how do we get this live stream? I want to see Bradley on video. How do they do that?
Everybody wants to see Bradley on video.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, we just got a call.
I want to see you on video.
Yeah, I wasn't being sarcastic. I wasn't being mean. No, you go to the website, sonsoflibertyradio.com, check out our store, and look for the Sons and Daughters of Liberty program, our monthly sponsorship. Elizabeth, the coordinator, will be getting in touch with everybody and sending out the link for you to view us live 6 days a week and 2 hours on Saturday. So we already started getting the calls.
Are you hungry?
A little bit.
Because you keep saying
Do I?
Yeah, did you notice that?
You keep saying
Yes.
This is your initiation to live radio. I'm sorry. No, no, his face is getting red, honey.
He's got red hair and a red face.
Thank you very much.
Okay, cool.
I'd just like to bring up one little point here.
Yeah.
We were talking about, well, actually, you brought up, you know, one chase, a thousand a flight, so on and so forth. I did actually mention, not pat myself on the back here or anything, but
not
it was actually two putting 10,000 to flight. I did a little research here, and I actually was right on that one.
Yes.
You go to Deuteronomy 32:30. It says, how should one chase a thousand and two put 10,000 to flight, except their rock had sold them and the Lord had shut them up? So it's actually
right.
Two, not three.
And really what I was premising my conversation on, or my point at that particular time, was this. E.M. Bounds said this: just as God has commanded us to pray always, everywhere, and in everything, so will he answer always, everywhere, and in everything.
Well, you know, see,
isn't that awesome?
That's awesome. You stole my quote. That was one of the quotes I was going to use at the beginning here. But I know what. I'll compliment that quote with another great E.M. Bounds quote that I found on your Facebook page.
Okay.
It says, God's church is a militant host. Its warfare is with unseen forces of evil. God's people compose an army of fighting to establish his kingdom in this earth. Their aim is to destroy the kingdom of Satan and to erect the kingdom of God over its ruins, which is righteousness and peace. There's an anointing on that.
How many times
and joy in the Holy Ghost. Hold on. And it says, this militant army is composed of individual soldiers of the cross.
Okay, now wait a second.
Okay.
So you're that's a Christian man's quote.
Oh, it's a Christian.
Back in the 1800s, that was a man that was actually a chaplain during the Civil War,
mm-hmm.
that understood the power of God, that walked with God, just didn't talk about God. Can you see the difference between now and then? Just a little bit. Can you say that quote again, please?
It's unbelievable. And the thing is, I'll say the quote and then we can talk about it after. But Ian Bound says, God's church is a militant host. Its warfare is with unseen forces of evil. God's people compose an army fighting to establish his kingdom in this earth. Their aim is to destroy the kingdom of Satan and to erect the kingdom of God over its ruins, which is righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. This militant army is composed of individual soldiers of the cross.
Amen.
The armor of God is its defense, and prayer is the aided power that crowns it all.
Is that foreign to American Christianity?
You know, I was thinking about, too, is Salvation Army, when William and Catherine both founded the Salvation Army, he was right on track with that militancy. They had uniforms. It was all about, you know, aggressive Christianity going out there and, you know.
The military in America has a better understanding of its duty far more than the professed church.
That reminds me of this. And
can I say what William Booth said? He's the founder of the Salvation Army, and it's a great point. I got 2 points.
Mm-hmm.
He's the guy that said, if you want to change the future, you're going to have to trouble the present. Righteously, friends, not unrighteously. Lawfully, not unlawfully. Constitutionally, not unconstitutionally. Yesterday, I seen one of these guys out in front of a store, Salvation Army, singing the bell. Friends, I always take the time to walk up to them and ask them the question, do you know who you work for? Do you know who the founders are of Salvation Army? Almost without fail, I think I've had one individual tell me that he knew who they were. And this guy said yesterday, no, I have no idea. So I pink and blued him. And he said to me, literally, he goes, what the H? What the H? And I said, dude, I said, William and Catherine Booth were hardcore preachers back in the 1800s and in the turn of the 1900s. And you don't know who you work for? And you're talking this way? Friends, the Salvation Army as to what you see today is not the same leadership that they had when they first begun. Not even close. I mean, William and Catherine Booth were hardcore Christians. They were the real deal.
You got to read the book Aggressive Christianity.
Crazy
by Catherine Booth. It's outstanding.
Going after crime, going after child traffickers, going into bars and preaching the gospel. They weren't asking for permission. They were doing the stuff because they were bringing the kingdom of heaven in. They were kicking the hell out and putting the heaven in. And by the way, that's exactly their purpose, because the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know what'd be going on right now, friends, if I was in a black church.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Well, and the thing it was reminding me of when we were talking is, you know, if you look at the militancy that you see and that you saw in Christianity way back in the 1800s as compared to today, it reminded me of, you know, we've been to Arlington several times. You go to the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. Actually, one of my favorite documentaries that we have is a documentary on Arlington. And it goes and it talks about the tomb guard. In order to guard the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, you have to go through all this stuff, and there's what's called a tomb guard badge. And these men who guard the tomb, first of all, they volunteer for
it. That's right. Volunteers are the best, friends.
They volunteer to do all this extra work. They literally shine their shoes for 8 hours. They can't have their buttons even off an eighth of an inch. They call it a gig if it's off.
Yep.
Everything has to be perfect, meticulous. They literally
Perfect, no railroad tracks.
Yep, and they literally take a lighter, so there's any frayed edges of thread on any of their uniform. They burn it off to meticulous because they know the sacrifice of what they're upholding when they're guarding that
tomb. Right. They say they only have one showing and they cannot fail.
So they perfect themselves because of who it is that they're guarding and the sacrifice that was paid for them to be there to guard it. In the same way, if you look at Christianity today, how much more should Christians represent militant Christianity with...
You mean like the violence taken by force?
That's right. Not sloppy Christianity, not all are welcome. Yes, all are welcome to come to Christ, but Christ changes you. You don't remain the same when you come to Christ.
The sign on the church door or the church gate should say all are welcome, but come back only as you are changed, because we're not going to accept your immoralities a second time around.
Amen. And so it goes to the point of when you look at these old-time Christians, such as Charles Spurgeon, John Wesley, you look at their pictures, and they literally look like they've been
through hell.
Backwards.
Yeah.
And then you look at churches nowadays with pastors and the quote-unquote
smiley
churches.
Faces,
smiley,
nice
they
suits.
They look like used car salesmen, you know, nothing against, you know, get the point of what I'm saying.
That which is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God. And I'll tell you what, this is a reproach and an abomination for the most part as to what you see from the professed, and yes, I say professed, Church of America.
And so the whole point of it is, if you look at how well people prepare themselves to guard and honor that sacrifice in the natural, how much more should true Christians present the gospel of Jesus Christ in such a way, according to the word of God, in militancy with the fruits of the Spirit on a regular basis. Not this sloppy, slippery Christianity, just like the world.
Lack of
we
Christianity.
We should be setting the
we
example.
We are defenders of the faith, friends.
Amen.
So, okay, can I get to this point now? Are you, because I want to get you
yeah.
singing here.
Oh,
like
sure. Go ahead. You
minute.
Got it.
This week, I noticed this. It was just yesterday. Someone posted, I have 3 minutes here. Someone posted this. Should we roll over to the next segment? Here, I'm doing my best here, okay? But what happened here was it said, what the school did to Silent Night isn't going over well with some parents. Look at the incessant attack on Christians. Look at the war on Christmas, Christmas. What is the spirit of Christmas, friends? God sent forth his son to deliver his people from their sins, Matthew 1:21. A man child was born. His name is Jesus. He is the Son of God. To what? He's the Savior of mankind. What's under attack? Is the Muslim religion under attack? No. Is Hare Krishna under attack? No. Is Dalai Lama under attack today? No. You're hearing from those people in this country that don't know the difference between their left hand and their right hand as to where they came from, that are saying, oh, everybody's welcome, tolerance, let's coexist, except the Christian religion. Let me tell you something, friends. That only is an attestation as to the fact that Christ is alive forevermore. Other religions aren't under attack. Why? Because they're dead. Their God is not God. I serve the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. He's the God of gods. He's the ruler of the universe. As a matter of fact, Scripture tells me that the government is upon the shoulders of His Son, Jesus Christ. Is it true? Amen. Hallelujah. In saying that, what I seen yesterday was a school that wanted to omit certain words out of the song called Silent Night. And as I started to listen to it, I just thought, wait a second, those are third and fourth graders. Maybe even a little bit younger. I'm sorry, maybe even a little bit older. Maybe they're fifth graders. But as I played the song, I said to myself, what is going on that you would have a group of Americans clapping for this teacher and these kids that sang a song called Silent Night? But what did they omit? That's the great question here. And when I started to listen to it, I started to think within myself. It didn't surprise me. I thought, you have got to be kidding me. And then I wrote, as I reposted this video, I said, this is only happening because of the consent of those that remain silent when they should stand up and protest, especially the 78% that claim that they are Christians, but they allow this sort of thing to go on in the indoctrinational schools. The cesspools. It's incredible, friends. When I come back right after this break, I'm going to actually play this video for you. And then I'm going to have Steph analyze the video, the audio. You'll get the audio. And then I want you to sing it the way it's supposed to be sung. That's the way that we honor, because we're not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Folks, you got Bradley and Stephanie, sons and
daughters of Liberty.
Folks, we're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
From our family to yours, have a very Merry Christmas. We are the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a vapriate at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Woulda, coulda, shoulda. Yeah, buying them another sweater, game, or other holiday gift they didn't need was nice. But this season, why not take the easy road, the safer road, and the smarter road? Get those you love something they do need. Give the gift of preparedness with Freeze Dry Guy gift cards. Since 1970, the veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for emergency preparedness with easy-to-make, delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. These long-lasting foods are lifesavers, which come with added comfort, confidence, and convenience, perfect for any power outage, natural disaster, political crisis, or emergency at home, such as job loss or illness. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. You can't predict what's going to happen to your loved ones, but when it does, you can have them ready with gift cards from freezedryguy.com.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. That actually sounds like me on drums.
I like it.
Alrighty here.
This is the pretty part for all the daughters of Liberty.
I just got an email yesterday and I wanted to... Okay. It's not letting me in on my password here, Chase.
I love passwords.
It's crazy. Let's get to this and then I'll bring up this point because... This will correlate as to what's going on with them omitting certain words out of the song Silent Night. Here you go. I'm going to play the song Silent Night. This is what everybody's complaining about. A teacher omitted certain words out of the song Silent Night in front of a crowd. I want you to listen to the song, and then, Steph, I want to go ahead and have you come in and analyze and then correct it.
Sounds good.
Okay, here we go.
They did when you played that before.
Okay, so what are they taking out here? Now, I just want to go to the end of the video, and I want you to listen to the response, okay? Because the people didn't know the lyrics to the song, the way that they responded was shameful. This is the end of the song.
Yeah,
And you have 86% of those that send their kids into public schools are the patriots, the Christians, and or the conservatives. Yeah. Boy, this is a huge contradiction.
Yeah, to analyze that, actually, I thought they only took out just a smaller chunk. What they did was they really worked around to omit certain things. So the song is supposed to go, Silent Night, Holy Night, All is Calm, All is Bright. This is what they took out. Round yon virgin, mother and child, holy infant so tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace, sleep in heavenly peace. They brought that in at the end. But they also skipped Silent Night, Holy Night, shepherds quake at the sight, glory stream from heaven afar, heavenly hosts sing Alleluia, Christ the Savior is born, Christ the Savior is born. So kind of they skipped out about the virgin, the mother, the child, which is the whole point of Christmas, which is why we celebrate anyway.
It reminds me a little bit of, I had a friend when I was a kid. I was a welfare kid. He was a welfare kid. His mother met a man that owned a company in Fridley, Minnesota. Excuse me. He was very wealthy. He went from a welfare kid to a millionaire's kid overnight, literally. And what's interesting is this individual that owned this company that was very wealthy, at one point he sold his company to a new group of people.
Mm-hmm.
What they did is they came in, they made a contract up that they would keep the man that started the business on for a couple years just to make sure that the business sustains its success. What they did is once they bought the company, they reneged on the contract. In other words, they violated the contract. And once they did that, guess what happened? They fired him. The company starts to go down the tubes. Mm-hmm. Why did it go down the tubes? Because you took the founder out of the one and the power out of the one that made it successful in the first place. And what do you constantly say in Deuteronomy 8?
Yeah. And basically, when you look at it, the foundation, if you lose
the foundation. Beware lest you forget.
Yeah, beware. Oh, yeah, when you have eaten and you are full, it says in Deuteronomy, then beware lest you forget the Lord your God. And it was reminding me of that when you were talking about when you look at a house, if you take away the foundation, what's going to happen? Obviously, the house is going to fall. It's what the foundation's built upon is the house. It upholds the whole thing. So when you take the founder out of this, and you even use this analogy at the prayer that rocked the Capitol when you gave the prayer in front of the representatives there
same
in Minnesota.
Analogy.
The same analogy is when you take away the founder, how can you expect the foundations to stay sure? There's no point, and it's not going to happen that way unless you keep the foundations that made America great. Of course, that founder that made the company great.
Yes.
So when you look and you take the pith and the marrow and the heart out of Christmas, what are we celebrating? It's Christmas. We're celebrating Christ. We're celebrating the birth of Christ. This is the whole entire reason why they sing the song Silent Night is to celebrate Christ being born, and they took that out of the very song.
Have you noticed a year since you've been alive that if the Spirit is excluded? Have you seen this much exclusion of the Spirit of Christ from Christmas?
Mm-hmm.
I've seen more of it this year than I've seen it in any other year. And I'm looking at the American people and I'm thinking, I'm just thinking within myself, folks, this is so foolish. I mean, this is so backwards to what is intended. I remember when I was a little kid, everywhere you'd drive down the street, you'd see lights on everybody's houses and Christmas trees and nativity scenes. And there's people out there that are afraid that they might offend somebody. Can I ask you something, friends? Who are you going to offend? Let me tell you who you're going to offend. You're going to offend heaven.
That's right.
That's who you're going to offend. And on earth, friends, you ain't offending but less than 1.6% of the population. So what's the problem? Wasn't it Jesus that said, if you deny me, I'll deny you?
That's right.
We're not ashamed. Therefore, it's when you take a stand, that's when everybody else takes a stand. That's called leadership. And that's what we need to get back to in this country is leadership.
Amen. So if you look at the song, Silent Night, I'll go ahead and sing how it's supposed to be.
Thank you.
And then we'll find out where the error is. Silent Night, Holy Night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin, mother and child, holy infant, so tender and sleep in heavenly peace. Sleep in heavenly peace. Silent night. glories stream from heaven afar. Heavenly hosts sing alleluia. Christ the Savior is born. Christ the Savior is born.
Amen. Matthew chapter 7 from the 1611 Bible. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. That rock ain't moving, friends. And I said, ain't. And the rain descended and the floods came and the winds blew and beat upon that house and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. His name is Jesus Christ. By the way, friends, this is a great contrast to democracy versus republic as well. I go on. As a republic, we are those that hear and do. As a democracy, listen carefully. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended and the floods came and the winds blew and beat upon that house. And it fell and it fell and it fell. And great was the fall of it. And it came to pass when Jesus had ended these sayings, the people were astonished at his doctrine. Why? Because Jesus the Christ taught them as one having authority and not as the religious scribes, the religious hypocrites of the world.
I love that chunk of scripture.
Amen.
Built upon the rock. And that's why it was sure, is because our foundations were upon Jesus Christ. And in this ministry and what we're doing on a daily basis, Sons of Liberty, we're talking about Christmas time here. And, you know, on Christmas, God gave us the gift of his son. And that's what we celebrate. We celebrate the birth of Christ. And we're out there on the highways and byways daily, 6 days a week here on the radio program, and even more doing out events and everything that we're doing. We would just ask that as you are making your final end of the year contributions, some people like to do them right before the end of the year. If you're looking for a ministry that you can get behind who is out there, not just talking forth and bringing forth the problems, but also bringing the answers which are found in Jesus Christ, we would consider that you would support this ministry. Please consider by calling 1-866-233-0747. Again, that's 1-866-233-0747. Or you can go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We are turning talk radio into do radio, and we're always lifting up the name of Christ, for we are not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to those that believe, and that's what we're doing on a daily basis. So please do consider supporting us. We cannot do this without your support.
Amen. I was just thinking within myself, I got an email this morning, friends, and it was from a guy that read my last article, and I believe it was on Freedom Outpost, and he had basically told me, Bradley, if you did not realize concerning the ACLU or the American Civil Liberties Union, he said, which we know is a communist organization, he said that there's 8 higher-ups now in the ACLU that are Muslims. So if you're wondering why the pace is being picked up concerning the incessant attack on Christianity, that might be the very reason, friends. And this is what you're running from, is a bunch of unlawful, radical Muslims who are out to destroy through the Trojan horse called the American Civil Liberties Union, friends. Again, they do not have the right to violate Article 1 of the Bill of Rights. And as long as I'm here, and as long as God has given me the grace to stand, I ain't moving. And as long as you're there, and as long as the grace of God is with you, you ain't moving. Guess what? We're not going anywhere.
We ain't moving.
And that's what makes America great. Folks, I'm going to take a quick break here. You got Bradley, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sons and
daughters of Liberty.
That would be Stephanie Joy. We call her our pretty little princess, friends. We're going to take a quick break. Do you remember when you were in school and someone yelled fight after school between so-and-so?
The Sons of Liberty.
It would go through the entire school in about 15 minutes.
The Sons of Liberty.
And about 90% of the school population would be there on top of the hill to see who would win the fight. Are you starting to get what I'm saying?
The Sons of Liberty.
It's time to fight the good fight, but you have to get into it first.
The Sons of Liberty.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
That's the sound of a 44 Magnum and Trauma Max. A high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com will stop it and most pistol rounds. Trauma Max is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Again, friends, if you have not gone to Genesis Communication Networks, they are gauging the top GCN live streams. We are up on top smoking, and I am honored. Got a couple of my friends up there. They're probably going to try to get back on me. Actually, on Monday, they're probably going to try to, you know. If my house is egged tomorrow, Chase, you know what happened. It's probably Alex or Jason. Jason Lewis is a smart dude, by the way. He's a smart guy. It's a good thing God chose the foolish things of the world to confound that which is wise. Gotcha, Jason. And then we got Alex right under me, too. Alex, does this disturb Alex, do you think? Everybody let Alex know that Bradley's smoking the competition here. And then I got my friend on the bottom there, Radio Liberty. He's a friend of ours, Stan Monteith. He is a very sweet man. And by the way, friends, I'm having fun. Jason Lewis is second to none when it comes to intellect. He is a smart dude. Stan Monteith is a smart man, and he's a very sweet man. Alex Jones, I've been on his show. He's been on my show. And outside of that, I don't really know a whole lot of Alex outside of that. But what I see at Alex, I think he's a pretty cool dude. And obviously, he's hitting the mark, because if he wasn't, he wouldn't be where he's at neither. So, and I also wanted to tell everybody down at GCN, Merry Christmas, guys. You guys are awesome down there. I don't say that just because it's the right thing to say. You guys put up with me day after day, 6 days a week. And I just wanted to tell you guys are doing a great job down there at Genesis Communication Networks. And I also wanted to say hey to Ted Anderson. He's the president of Genesis Communication Network. Haven't talked to him in a while neither. Merry Christmas, guys. And again, we appreciate you. Outside of that, Merry Christmas to those that listen to me, those that put up with me 6 days a week. If you want to call in, friends, I do want to let you know the phone lines are open right now. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Friends, I wanted to let you know, I shared a little bit as to foundationally, scripturally, what love is and what real grace is over the last week. And this week I was actually told that I need to learn what real love and what real grace are. Hey, friends, I'm always open. If we don't stay teachable, God can't use us. And I want to stay teachable. I want to learn
I can't pray, Lord, teach me. And then when he teaches me, I don't listen. You know, Scripture tells us, in thy faithfulness thou hast afflicted me that I might learn thy statutes. So it's the afflictions that oftentimes that teach us. God said in Hebrews 12 that he chastises those that he loves. He scourgeth those that he loves. And I'm telling you what, I got a red backside, friends. And I know sometimes my head hits up against the wall because I expect the wall to move. And the lesson is, the door's already open, Bradley. Why are you knocking your head up against the wall? I get all that. I totally understand that. But I want to be the first one to tell you, I'm doing the best that I can do, according to the testimony of Jesus Christ in my life, to give you what I know. Because I will never, ever tell anybody to live their life in a manner in which I don't live mine. That's preacher rule number one. Listen, if you're going to preach it, you're going to live by it, because God will test you as to what you preach. It's a fact. And when Jesus said straight and narrow and difficult is the way, friends, let me tell you what straight and narrow and difficult is the way. I want to let you know that where I err, Christ did not. Because we need to keep in mind, I've shared this several times, but I say it again. Nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Christ did. But I want to tell you something. God also chastises and rebukes his children too, for their good. He does not vindictively chastise you or scourge you or afflict you. He does it for our good, that we might learn the path that his son Christ Jesus is walking on. And that is straight and narrow and difficult is the way. Read Matthew 7 when you get some time. He talks, makes the distinction between the false prophets and the real prophets, and it shows you the walk that the real prophets walked and the false prophets walked. Woe unto you when all men speak well of you, so did their fathers of the false prophets. See, I'm one of those guys that people kind of get mixed up. They say, well, some say he's good, some say he's evil, but the fact of the matter is I don't want you to look at me where I fail the test. And let me tell you this, too. I strive to hide that word within my heart, that I might not sin against him, that I might walk in the light of God's countenance always, because I want you to see Jesus Christ. I don't want you to see me and where I err. And I also know that God perfects his children. And I want to also tell you this. I strive for perfection. I've had people say, Bradley, you're so idealistic. You should see my house, friends. You should see my car. I've heard a man one time say this, if you want to see where a man's walk is with God, look at his bedroom. It's exactly right. You can say, oh, that's just not true. No, it really is. Because if I have a messy bedroom, it means I have a messy heart. And just like what Stephanie was talking about earlier concerning the military, when they serve, they volunteer to serve, I should say, to guard the tomb of the unknown soldier. They are honoring through their sacrifice that which gave their all to give unto them, the opportunity and to have the privilege to serve and to guard the tomb in the first place. I hope that made sense, but I completely understood it. And it's the same thing for us. We live unto him who died for us. And when you look at, going back to my house, my setting, I am a perfectionist. I am a worker number one. You know, a lot of times prophets will say, hey, you're number one or number five. You have the ability to be number one, or you can be a number five if you want to, but you got the goods. Well, if I got the goods, I don't want to fail the test. I want to make it count now while I'm here in this life. And I do my best to live accordingly. And where, again, I fail, I repent and I go back to the blood of Jesus Christ and I ask the Lord to create in me a clean heart and to renew that right spirit within me. But I can also tell you this, Christ, who was without sin, without spot, and was without blemish, he was tempted in all points, yet without sin. He was crucified for telling the people the truth. He didn't lie. He confronted. He took off the cloak of covering of those that were committing sin before him, and because of it, he was hated by them who had him crucified. Yet they tried to lay everything on Christ in which he wasn't guilty of. And I'm saying that to bring it back to what I originally said at the beginning of the segment, friends, that this week I was told that I need to learn what real love and what real grace is. And folks, according to these that tell me that I need to learn what real love and what real grace are, according to these, to stand up against them that murder the baby in the womb is too extreme. They call it love to watch this happen on a daily basis. They even say that they belong to God when they allow what God states that he hates namely abortion and the topic of abortion, hands that shed innocent blood. And the evils that prevail in America, folks, are at the doorstep of the professed church in the first place, yet they don't want to take responsibility, and yet when people do take responsibility, and when they are really born of the Spirit of Christ, they want to point the finger at that man or that woman, and they want to kill that person because they think that they're doing God a service. Because they've been taught a false grace, and they have a false understanding of what real love is. Hey, folks, real grace stands up. Real love stands up against the evils in this world. It doesn't succumb to them. It doesn't give them a pass. It magnifies the laws in which Christ magnified when he was crucified. And again, friends, they call it grace to succumb rather than to overcome, yet Scripture tells us just the exact opposite. And I've shared this with you in the past, but I want to say it again, because you've probably forgotten. I say this all the time when I'm preaching in churches, or if I'm doing a tea party, I'll say, how many are Christians? And I'll ask them, how many in this room call themselves Christians? And about 80, 75 to 80% of the hands go up in that room. And I'll say, how many of you can tell me three of the Ten Commandments? And they get angry at me for what Scripture commands them to do. Jesus said, he that saith, I know him and keepeth not his commandments is a liar and the truth is not in him. These are the people that are telling me that I need to learn real grace and I need to know what real love is. Yet they can't even keep their own word. How does that work? Where sin abounds, grace did much more abound. Where sin abounds, grace did much more abound. Friends, I don't know if it's just me, but is sin abounding in this country? And yet the professed church is talking about grace all day long? You know, the question that you need to be asking the professed church in America and those that claim their Christianity is, where is the grace that overcomes? Because what I see happening in this country right now is sin abounding, not grace abounding. And where you see sin abound in men's lives that claim Christianity, let me tell you this, they're liars and the truth is not in them. They're not dead to their sin, they're alive to their sin. They're attempting to cover their sin with a false version of grace when in fact it's not grace at all. Grace is the empowerment to overcome, to restrain from committing the act of sin. Romans 6. That's the definition, Webster's 1828. Grace. Yes, it's unmerited favor. But let me say it this way. If I received unmerited favor that I did not deserve, and I'm really thankful for what God did through his son Jesus Christ, through the sacrifice on the cross for my sins, will I willfully go out there and commit another sin? No way. Why? Because I knew what it cost the giver to give the gift in the first place. Folks, I'm going to come back and I'm going to talk about real love and real grace right after this break. Folks, go again to Genesis Communication Network. Check out top GCN live streams right now. We're dominating, and I thank you for it. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified, super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.